Matura Skills 3. Exercise 1, page 62. Speaker 1.
I have been giving money to charities for years and on a regular basis, and I've spent about 2 years in all throughout my life actually working part-time for charities, and of course, all that for free. Not anymore, though. When you hear that a number of top managers of charity organisations are actually getting higher salaries than the Prime Minister of our country, it makes you think twice about giving to the charity, don't you think so? They ask us for our pennies, and they're making thousands. It's not right.
Speaker 2.
About 3 years ago, things started going bad at work. First, my salary was decreased, and soon afterwards, I lost my job. I couldn't find work, and so I was spending a lot of time in the kitchen, baking for friends and family. That was when a friend suggested I join Cakes for Kids. I loved it, and now I spend a lot of my spare time creating cakes for a number of local charities. I do most of that work entirely free. But some of the charities pay for my supplies, and for one, I get a percentage of the sale of my cakes.
Speaker 3.
I was reading an article about charities in the newspaper the other day, and I must say that I am sorry to have ever donated any money. The article said that the employees of this charity had been using their company credit card to pay for business class seats on flights, luxury hotels, expensive restaurants, and so on. Apparently, in one case, six employees spent £3,236 in 2 days on hotel bills. When you read information like that, it makes you angry and disappointed that they are using our donations that way.
Speaker 4.
The word charity comes from Old French, and one of its meanings was to do favours for the poor. So think about it. If I say I'm going to do you a favour, would you be surprised if I asked you to pay me afterwards? I would. So I'm not at all of the opinion that charity workers should receive salaries for what they do. It is either charity or it isn't. That's what I think. What's more, if you ask me, I think there are far too many so-called charities and they are not controlled enough.